Wow. Okay. We've got that. Before we go to pricing, let's go to seller's coverage options.
Okay. So we can list the house, or when you list it, we can put seller's coverage on it. And the seller's coverage is the essential plan, basically. So it'll cover the most expensive things in the home that could come up on the inspection. The AC, the heater, the water heater, the electrical, and the plumbing. So if any of those are not working properly come inspection time, they can place a service request, get somebody out there, and help mitigate some of the costs that it would actually cost them out of pocket to get that stuff fixed. And it doesn't necessarily have to come up on the inspection report. It could just be something happens during the listing period. They place a service request, pay the service fee, and we send somebody out.
Okay, so I list Bob's house today. And Bob says, yes, I want this coverage. Mm-hmm. What does it cost him?
$75 at closing. It doesn't cost anything the day of.
So if he goes and nothing happens, he doesn't pay anything?
No, if the house doesn't sell.
So he gets free insurance if he doesn't use it?
Yes, if the house doesn't sell.
Have you ever heard that ever in your life?
Even if he does use it.
Rick Shagan said, no.
If he uses it during the listing period, I mean, he will have to pay the service fee to get somebody out there. But even if we spend up to $1,500 on this during the listing period, if the house doesn't sell, or if the buyer chooses to go with a different home warranty company than American Home Shield, we never get the closing information, so they don't pay the $75 for the coverage.
That's
it's completely risk-free to the seller.
Why would you not do that?
Exactly.
So if they say, well, $1,500 isn't going to cover everything.
Well, it covers
something.
Yeah.
$1,500 is still free $1,500.
And if it happens to be the AC that goes out and we have to replace it, you could end up getting a $7,000 system and pay maybe $1,500 out of pocket.
On seller's coverage?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm lost. I didn't know this. I thought the max you would pay on seller's coverage is $1,500.
Well, but if we're still working on an issue and that is just that one issue, then we're going to do what we're supposed to do and then we're done.
Holy Talaudi.
Yeah, we're not just going to cut you off at $1,500 right in the middle of a service claim.
Okay, folks, of all things in the world, that's a no-brainer. I mean, I don't care if you do real estate, know anything about real estate. Anytime you can get insurance for free, because y'all know this, if you get health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, you pay for it in advance.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Taxes at the end, insurance in front. That means if something bad happens, you've already paid for it, so you got coverage on it.
Yeah. Even if we did cut them off at $1,500, that's still $1,500 that you're getting. If you didn't have the seller's coverage, you wouldn't be getting the $1,500. You would be paying for the whole thing yourself anyway.
And we're going to talk about this in a little bit, too.
Okay.
But I don't see, where's my keys on here?
Re-key. Oh, the rekey. Uh-huh. The rekey is available on every plan, which means once you move in, I mean, especially when you buy a used house, you don't know how many people are running around town with keys to your house. So the day you close is when your policy starts. You can call and place a service request. We'll send somebody out to, they'll rekey up to 6 locks and give you 4 keys for the price of a service fee.
Which is $100 down?
$100. As of March 15th.
Still cheaper than getting it done separate.
Exactly. Exactly.
But is it on here somewhere?
Uh-huh. I believe it is down, it is somewhere. Rekey, I don't know where it is.
Well, you can just say you heard it on the radio with us.
Yes, it's on here, but it's available.
You heard my story.
Right here. Rekey service
right
on
there.
All of
additional
them.
Home. There it is, right there. And it's on all 3 plans.
All 3 plans. It's not available on seller's coverage because the seller still lives there.
Oh, yeah, so he obviously didn't need to rekey his house.
Yeah, exactly.
and she's heard this story, but I'll tell it real quick.
Okay.
Long story short, wife bought me a pool table. It was used. Guy says, the other day, I asked for my address because I told him, I'll meet you over there. And he goes, was that the old so-and-so's house? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, I used to do a lot of work for her. I've still got a key to it. And I never changed my keys. So guess
never
what?
Even thought
I had,
about
I had
it.
A pool table set up in my game room when I got home from work that day. Yeah.
Because he could get in your house.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so funny. Until he says, you don't know who else, especially if you've got kiddos. You know, I have kiddos growing up.
Yeah.
Here's what Tony had. Their friends had a key to my house.
Exactly.
You know, I know when I was a kid, my buddies had a key to my house. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but use that service for sure. I promise you use that service.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Got to do that for our advertisers. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Rick and give you some more information. Welcome back to Real Estate New. Folks, good information so far. I hope you're learning something. I always learn something when we do these shows. I like it. Like it. Okay, we're going to get the rekey.
Mm-hmm.
We got. I think the preseason AVIC tune-up is so important. Because I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to warn you. And it's not just if you have a warranty, if you don't have a warranty. When it's 106 in June in San Angelo, Texas, you're not getting somebody out in 30 minutes to check your AC.
No, you're
I don't
not.
Care who you are, what you got.
No, you're not.
It's not. It doesn't work that way. And let's take up for the AC people that are working.
Exactly.
When you got 100 calls in one day, and I'm not exaggerating, that happens.
Yes.
Lee Clare used to be a good friend of ours, did a lot of stuff for me. I always appreciated him. He literally showed me a deal. They had over 100 call-ins in one day.
Oh, I'm sure.
One day.
I don't doubt it.
So just remember that, folks. Be prepared. So you're kind of taking getting rid of a problem before a problem happens.
Especially living in West Texas, it's dusty out here.
Oh yeah.
Your unit could get
good. You're from the real dusty part, though.
It could get so dirty and clogged up that's the only reason that it's not working.
Okay, now the bad part, folks. Even though the seller's coverage is basically free, the rest of it's not.
No, it's not. So the essential plan with that just covers the systems in the home is $475 for the year. The next step up from that includes the systems and the appliances, is going to be $640. And then the next one up, the Primo one that covers all of that plus the Freon upgrades, all that, is $836. Now, let me tell you guys, that $835, sorry, I can't read. You divide that by 360, that's less than $2.30 a day, and I can promise most people spend more than that on Starbucks every day.
Oh, yeah.
And this helps protect your home. So it is well worth it. If you're having to pay for it yourself, you can pay for it monthly. You don't have to pay for it all at once, so that helps alleviate some issues there as well. So,
okay, let's talk about this. As Shelly knows, because she talked me into buying it, thank God, I've got a place in Sonora, and it's actually not in Sonora, Texas. It's 17 miles out on a ranch from Sonora. Had some issues with washer and dryer and dishwasher. So you think about getting stuff done in Sonora, too. That's not the easiest thing. Mm-hmm. But so we had some options. One of them was cash out. Mm-hmm. You talk about that.
Okay, so if we're having to replace an appliance or something in your home and you want to try to get it faster, a lot of times the contractors can get the products faster because they can get them from the supply house, or you can go directly to Home Depot, whatever. We buy directly from the manufacturer. So if they're back ordered on whatever you want, then we have to wait. Sometimes you can just go get it faster yourself. So what we will do is give you the cash out amount, which is the amount that we are paying for the unit, the appliance, whatever, and which is wholesale. Keep that in mind. But it's still, you're getting some money back as opposed to not getting any back. And then we'll give you the money back. You go purchase it wherever you want to purchase it.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story, too. It's a true story from the ranch house. You know it's true.
I do.
I get a call. And he said, Scott, we did the cash out, and I want you to know, my deal, and I don't remember the dollars he had, okay, but he said it was so much money. I'm going to make this up. It was $800.
Okay.
That's all they gave me. And I said, okay. And I said, what did it cost? He goes, it cost me $1,200. It cost me $1,000. And I said, okay. Let me tell you an example on me then. And he said, what? I said, I had a front-load washing machine. I think it was a Whirlpool front-load washing machine, and brand new, they're $1,000. Period. And that's at Lowe's or Home Depot. Okay. Well, that cash out was $800. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm $200 short, aren't I? Mm-hmm. The guy goes, yep, see, that didn't cover it. I said, guess what? That's back then, I paid $400, I think, for my policy.
Mm-hmm. You already got
that. And I
got
a check
back
for $800. Now, I'm not real, real smart, but I can do math.
Yeah.
If I'm at $400 in it and I get $800 back, I'm $400 ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we had just put that policy on your house. Like, you still had a whole year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm $400 ahead, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So he goes, yeah, but you still got $200. So if I didn't have the policy, I'd have been out $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out $600 total.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a year's worth of coverage, which guess what happened another month later? Remember, Sonora has hard water.
Your dishwasher went out.
The dishwasher went out.